you said, what you said is that we were like bullets about to hit the target. Remember, I did say that my teacher said that I don't know if I said it here, though. Maybe it was in Singapore. It was a Singapore teaching, I think. That my teacher said it's like we are bullets that have been fired since time without beginning, which means never really started, right? Traversing space, bullets, and just in this lifetime, we're just now penetrating the bullseye. That's how close we are to being finished. And people hear that and they have one of two reactions. Mostly they say that couldn't be. That's impossible. That couldn't be. I can't be that close. I'm a suffering being. I'm ignorant. But the other possible answer to that is, well, if you look around at the amazing miracles that are all around you, if you really look at your blessed life, well, maybe, actually. Maybe you're pretty close. Sometimes, I did spend a lot of time in the old days in India, and I often wondered what the life of people who are living, pavement dwellers was like. I mean, it's just inconceivable to me what kind of life they're leading. And it occurred to me one day that the difference perhaps between our lives and enlightenment, our lives and the end, is about the difference between our lives and the pavement dwellers in Mumbai. That from their point of view, it looks like impossible. Our lives look impossibly different, you see. Impossibly far away. Impossible. But maybe it's like that. Maybe it's about that much of a difference, you see. If a couple of things went really, really well, if they got a couple of really, really good breaks, a pavement dweller could be living a life like ours in a few, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, with a couple of really good breaks. Like a movie made out of them. Yeah? And all the proceeds put into some kind of trust fund. What was that movie?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah. You said that we are like bullets about to hit the target, that we are an elite group of people blessed to hear the Dharma, unlike most people. You also say that the likelihood of another birth is like a blind turtle. Another birth like this, you have to say. He or she didn't put that there. You also say that the likelihood of another birth like this is like a blind turtle putting its head through a hoop in the ocean. It doesn't sound like we have much of a chance in the rebirth department, even though we are here studying the Dharma. Is it that hopeless? The point is not to be hopeless. The point is to say, like, oh my God, what an opportunity I have. But not to say, oh, and I'll just squander it and expect to get another one like this real anytime soon, you see. So that's the force of it. And the whole rebirth thing, if you think about karma, if you study karma, and karma and rebirth go together, if you think about karma, what kind of karma must you have collected to have the kind of life that you have? I mean, you can just start with the prosperity. What kind of karma would have brought the kind of prosperity that we enjoy? You must have had to been like generous on the scale of Mahatma Gandhi or some saint, like to have the collective karma to have the results like this. You see, where we're so prosperous we can't get rid of our stuff quick enough. It just keeps coming. It's like in the IR, in the integrated resort, where you hit the jackpot and the machines just keep spitting out the money. It's just like, oh my God, how do I get rid of this? Give me, like, oh, here's some more. What kind of karma must we have collected to have that? Never mind the rest of the stuff, okay? I mean, that's just the beginning. What about the education that we enjoy and take for granted, totally take for granted? I have read, I don't know if, maybe I should check this, but I read that if you have a college education, you are in the top 1% of the world's population. And many people in this room have a college education. The access that we have to knowledge is unparalleled. Unparalleled in world history. Unparalleled. See, it's the World Wide Web. If you don't believe in the world, if you don't believe the World Wide Web is a miracle, I always say you're miracle proof. Nothing's going to count then, you see. Where is the web? What is the web? What? How did they get all that stuff on it? Yeah, how did they jam all of that information into there? You know? And, you know, we just take it for granted. You know, nowadays, if you want to find out something, it's just like this. Boom. Enter. And unless you're at a place like this where the internet basically doesn't work, you know, instantaneously, you get more than you could ever have imagined to know about things. I was telling people in Singapore, I did this recently for, I don't know what it was, I pulled up 450 million websites. That's what it said at the top of the Google search. You have 450 million websites to look at. You know, I looked at two or three. I was like, that's plenty. I don't know, you know, what else? You know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And that didn't happen because somebody in San Jose, California, whoever it was that invented the, you know, that happened because of our karma. We created the karma to have this happen to us in our lives. We created the karma to have all of these amazing gizmos, you know, the cell phones and the handhelds and the Blackberries and the this and the that. It's an amazing, amazing life. Amazing opportunity, see? And what are we doing with the opportunity? So what do people do with the World Wide Web? What do people do with their cell phones? You know, just playing, wasting time mostly. These are important tools. These are important tools for our mission. To finish it off in this life. So we have an amazing opportunity. If you think about karma, and you think about what kind of karma we must have created to have all the things that we have fall together so perfectly in this life, then two things should happen. One is like, wow, I'd better take advantage of it. Because two, I'm not doing pretty much anything that would collect that would in this life that would create the karma for anything like a life like this in the future. See, basically, so then you get a little hopefully a little bit less complacent and a little bit more motivated to take advantage of the opportunity that you have now, because an opportunity like this is rare, has to be rare. The karma for putting together a life like this is almost impossible to replicate. If you think about karma. So it's not hopeless at all. Of course not. We have a great, great chance. No kidding. There's nobody on the planet who has a better chance of finishing it off, of achieving the goals of Buddhism, of yoga, of Hinduism, of all the religions. All the religions talk about this kind of like goal. Nobody on the planet's got a better shot than we do. Everything is perfect, perfectly set up. You got access to the teachings in your own language, you know. And some of you have several languages, so you can like access it in different languages. Compare it. You can compare Chinese to English. You know what? Amazing. And it's all right here. It's all there. The education's there. The time's there. The prosperity's there. The safety, the security, that can change just like that, you know. All of a sudden, you could be in the middle of a war zone. You see? Then game over. You're not going to sit around like having a whole lot of time to meditate and study as bombs are dropping all over you. See, things can change just like that. But right now, everything's set up perfect. In Sanskrit, they call this the term is leisure and fortune, as they translate it usually into English. The Sanskrit for the leisure means that there's an opportunity. The Sanskrit is chana. Chana means literally a moment. There is a moment of opportunity that could stop at any minute. See, the window is open just for a moment. And that window can shut at any time. So this is it's really important to take advantage of it now. The perverse thing is that because the window is open, we think it's always going to be open. You see, because things are going so well for us, We get complacent and we just think, well, this is the way it'll always be. We're conservatives. Everyone is fundamentally conservative. So the way things are the way things are always going to be. And that's not the case at all. One day the opportunity will be over for you. You know, you'll get the bad news from the doctor, or you'll get hit by a truck. Someday it'll be over. You'll be in such excruciating pain that you won't be able to focus. The economic downturn could get really serious. And all you'd be worried about is how to feed yourself and your family. See, things could change very, very dramatically, very, very quickly. They will. One way or another, they will, you see. So take advantage of it.